on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by All West Fire and Security, Pure Solar, Franklin Plumbing, Prescott Home Safety, Vicente Landscaping, Badger Roofing, Blind Brothers Arizona, Barrett Propane, Builders Wholesale, Call Tex, Foxworth Galbraith, and Dignity Health. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Welcome to March. We're roaring in like a lion, or do we come in like a lamb, Mike? What?
I'm hoping we come in like a lion and go out as a lamb. So that means that spring will be here.
Okay, got it. Good. So happy March, everybody. This is our first radio show in March. And we have another foodie show with us.
You've had foodie shows before?
Yes. You are not our only
foodie. Oh, my God.
No, you might be the best, but you're not the only.
Thank you.
This morning, we've got a plate of deviled eggs. We're about six less than what we originally started with, maybe?
You're about six less, yeah.
Okay, these are... So, listeners, I'm going to be eating deviled eggs, munching. Barry's going to be talking. Mike's going to be talking. And we're going to have a ravishing, great show this morning.
So, Barry, should I move this tray over?
No, don't I'm fine. Even. I'm good. You'll lose a hand you touch those eggs.
Don't even touch deviled eggs. So, everybody, good morning and welcome to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. There's a lot of...
That's a lot of words.
That's a lot of words.
That's a jingle. You almost made that into a jingle.
YCCA.
No, there you go.
Is the way...
Don't give up your day job.
She's ramping up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys. So we have with us the restaurateur. Is that what you are called, a restaurateur?
I guess maybe a chef? Technical. I don't go by any of those. I'm just Barry.
Just Barry.
Just guy.
We just have a guy with us
soup.
By the name of Barry.
I make soup.
And he makes soup and deviled eggs.
And don't let him say just Barry.
Just Barry.
Wrong.
Yeah. Okay, we have the most... outrageous, fantastic, super cool, over-the-top Barry with us this morning.
That's appropriate.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Very Barry.
There you go.
So listeners, you know what? I'm so excited to have you with us this morning. This is like a big deal.
Oh, is it really? Oh, thanks. Yes. I think it's a big deal, too. I was honored to be asked. I was, what?
You're a big deal.
Hammer Time.
I know.
Hammer Time.
We're just making soup this morning.
I know. We actually made deviled eggs this morning. Okay. For you, so there you go.
Okay. So how early did you have to get up to make these deviled eggs?
Oh, those didn't take long. Those are easy.
They
took me like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
But they're good. So they got curry, cumin, turmeric, a little caper juice in there, a little mayonnaise, a little paprika on the top. They're just a nice, basic deviled egg. Those are your grandma eggs.
These are the best grandma eggs ever.
I have to laugh. Oh, only about 20 minutes. That's like 2 hours for me.
I know, me too. You're right, right. We wouldn't even know what to do. So, Mike, take us away. I'm going to munch on a deviled egg, a grandma's deviled egg. And when we come back, we're going to get into the meat and potatoes, soup, bread, veggies, pasta, and scallops.
Oh, yeah. It's
and seared tapas.
Sounds good.
With Barry, with just Barry.
it's almost like she's reading a menu.
I know.
Okay, I'm eating a deviled egg.
So hang tight with us. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association.
Man.
And we're airing on Talk of the Quad Cities. That's KQ&A 1130 AM and 99.9 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our valuable sponsors. Sniff those deviled eggs because they are wonderful. Fill up that cup of coffee and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Grandma's Deviled Egg Show. These are like two-bite deviled eggs.
Are they good? I know.
I would like to try one in one bite, but that might not be very pretty, would it?
We won't judge. We're not here to judge.
So two bites is okay?
2 bites is fine.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about Just Berry. How long have you been in our wonderful community?
I think it's 26 years.
Okay.
Wow.
About 26 years. So
in
April 15th, it'll be 26.
You were born here.
I was basically born here. Yes. No. I think it was 30 when I got here.
Okay.
I was about 30 when I got here.
Okay. So 30 plus 26 is 56.
Yep.
Okay. So where did you come from?
Originally from Ohio.
Okay.
I met my wife in Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Oh, like how, on a blind date or just riding bicycles?
No,
or
we
what?
Worked in the same club. We worked at a place called the Melrose Club.
Okay.
And we met there, and we married and moved here a few years later.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's an Arizona girl. She's from Mesa and went to NAU.
So was it love at first bite?
It pretty much was. It was Cinco de Mayo was our first first date. So, yeah. So, yeah. We have 4 kids, and... Yeah, so we've been here for a while.
Onward and upward.
Onward and upward.
So what made you start to make soup?
Well, you know, I grew up in a small town, and really a lot of women are... This is back when people used to cook. I mean, everyone, especially in smaller towns, they still do. But, you know, we had dinner every night together at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We had breakfast every day. We had Sunday dinners at grandma's. We had, you know, everything. You know, so we had big gardens. You know, so a lot of our downtime or relaxation time or family time revolved around food. You know, so we learned how to can. You know, my grandfather, they raised chickens, so we butchered chickens, and, you know, we'd have the slaughterhouses
beef.
Yep. Two down, you know, a few doors down from us, basically, you know, down the road. And so we did all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And stuff that we don't do anymore, stuff that now is novel. And or trendy to do stuff, you know. But we tend now to get all of our food in a lot of us get food in boxes.
Sure.
You know, we get the HelloFresh or the whatever the different ones are that come to house. And we've really become really convenience focused on food and not realized the benefit of dining with others and having time to sit down, have a conversation, and share a meal together. And it's
That's
not just
so
about
important.
It's not just about the food. It's about the conversation and the relationships that come along with it. So I kind of cooked a lot growing up, but I wasn't crazy nuts. We just cooked. It wasn't anything special. We just did it.
Mm-hmm.
And our neighbors growing up, Ingrid and Richmond, they grew up, they were a German family. And they were Oma and Opa. You know, they were German. And they could cook incredible. Uh-huh. And I'd go hang out there and watch them make noodles. I'd go over to Mrs. Leiby's and she'd be making something else. Or I'd go over to Mrs. White's and she'd be making something. Or Mrs. Moneypenny's. Or, you know, that's just kind of Mrs. Hubbard's. That's kind of what we did. But we also, we'd have, a big event was, a summer picnic or a wedding or something. We'd have a half a, a beef on a spit.
Huh.
And my grandfather would have this half a beef on a spit. And something like the Masons would have a picnic or something like that. And he'd be out there with a spray bottle, spraying it with beer all day long. It was like a project. You know, that's how we grew up. You know, that's it.
So was somebody turning it, or did you have that on an automatic?
I think it was on automatic. I can't recall, but I think it was mostly on automatic. Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, it's funny because there are at least a couple of generations that have no idea about growing a garden, for example.
Right.
Or
they have no idea.
Right. Or sitting down, like Barry said earlier, sitting down as a family unit and communicating and talking while eating a meal.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen anymore.
Well,
even when you go to restaurants, it doesn't happen because, Barry, I'm sure you see it, everybody's on their phone.
The frickin' phones kill me.
I know.
They kill me. But here's a friend of mine who does, actually Skylar Reeves told me about this, owns Rosa's and a couple other places in town. That when a group of their friends get there, they'll put their phones in the middle of the table.
Yes.
And the first one to grab the table has to pay the tab.
Has to pay for the check.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Yes.
That's a great idea. And we just experienced that because I'm so used, my wife and I are so used to eating together. I mean, it's just a given.
Do you have a dinner every night together?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Home cooked.
Yes, absolutely.
Not pick up fries, meat counter.
Sometimes I might stop and get something to bring in, but we still dine together.
Okay, okay.
But we just had our granddaughter here, and I was amazed because they live up in Alaska, 3 girls and my daughter and her husband. And we sat down to eat dinner, and Katie said, you know, this is really unusual. I said, what do you mean it's unusual? They don't eat together.
Yeah.
And it's like, I beg your pardon? Yeah, mom and dad might grab something, you know, together, or maybe depending on their schedules, they maybe grab something individually, but we basically cook for ourselves and eat in our room.
I know.
It's like, you got to be kidding me.
It happens a lot, way more than we probably think it does.
Well, I have this thing, saying that I've been using for quite some time, years actually, is that not everybody lives in our world. So what is normal to us,
right?
Other people can't even relate to.
Yeah.
And what's normal for them,
we can't relate to.
I can't relate to. Mm-hmm. But part of the meal, part of food as far as a community and family, you know, it's something that's really missing. It's just, it's that's why El Gato Azul is such a, I believe, such a popular spot, because we've been there for 20 years now.
Wow.
And, yeah, 20 years. That's crazy nuts. And it's all about sharing. So the tapas, small plate appetizer.
Yes.
Here, try this. Here, try this. You're not a big, huge entree. Here, try this. You know, and I think that is part of what is the success of that program.
Good point.
And I think people in general, we miss that. We miss that, especially since 2020. You know, when we were all separated and isolated, whatever else you want to call it. You know, I think it's something we've now really. I think we're trying to get back into it, and it's going to take a while. But you're correct. There's generations that don't understand. Don't even know how to cook.
Yeah. Well, or you take them fishing. What do I do with this fish now?
Yeah.
Have no idea on how to clean a fish.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's just basic.
I knew all that.
We all grew up with cleaning fish and beheading chickens and pulling feathers off a turkey.
Now, where did you grow up?
In California.
Okay.
San Diego.
Yeah.
So every summer, we were shipped off to our uncle's turkey ranch.
Oh, really?
In the Sequoias. So we did turkeys and butchered turkeys and eggs and chickens. And,
yeah.
And it's part of our heritage and our heart to this day.
Yeah.
People don't know how to do that.
Yeah. Well, you ask some of the millennials or whatever, Gen X or whatever you want to talk to about, is where did chickens come from? Oh, the grocery store.
Yeah.
It's like, where does electricity come from?
Sometimes it seems that basic.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's a question, guys. Was a generation fail? Did we fail at educating and teaching them? Or how did this separation happen? Is it TV? Is it cell phones? What happened to make this a part of a lifestyle?
I think it's all the above. It's society. I mean, with the advent of bringing in TV, which we all witnessed ourselves, basically, you know, the advent of TV in the house, and then cell phones certainly have added to that. So I think it's a societal issue, not a breakdown necessarily. It's a breakdown of the family unit, but not basically because of an individual family failing. I think it's a societal issue. Society evolving is my take.
Yeah.
I love cookbooks. I have a good zoo. I love cookbooks. Oh, my gosh. And I pull them out, and I'll open it sometimes to a page, and I'll say, okay, I'm going to cook this. It's like, oh, my gosh, what the heck is this? You know, but I love cookbooks. I love cookbooks. I have a real weakness for cookbooks. Some of them are very old, and from my mother's family, they were German, so I've got German cookbooks and just pretty nifty stuff.
Cool.
So do you cook dinner every night, Mr. Barry?
Right now, I'm focused on Torme. So we've been open a little over 2 years there, and we're getting ready to do a new menu for the summer coming out. So my focus area right now at night is at Torme. So I'm not home a lot for dinner, you know, but... you know, it's something I think it's when I am home, we probably eat more at home than we used to. There was a period of time where we ate out a lot.
Right.
It just seemed like it was convenient. We were eating out a lot. But the kids always joke when Dad was home, when the grill was on, they knew I was home. You know. But my wife's a great cook. She cooks a lot.
Okay, so when you say you're focusing on Torme, what does that mean? What does focus mean?
Well, so what it is so Torme's been open, like I said, just a little over 2 years. And it is really, it's a contemporary Italian bistro. Our goal there has always been to really focus on, we really wanted to be a local clientele. Because I miss going into restaurants where people recognize you. They know what your drink is. They know your favorite table. They know when your birthday is.
Right.
They know what your wife's name is. They know to ask about your kids, that type of thing. And I miss that. I think a lot of us do. And we don't see them. What we tend to see now is really a hands-off approach or a personal approach to dining out where you have kiosks or you have to go to the counter or you have to scan the menu or you have to run your own credit. We don't take online reservations. We try as much as possible to stay old school as much as possible. And so with that is, when I say focus on, I'm really there making sure that when you come in, especially at night, that Sandy comes in. I know Sandy likes, like Deb McCaslin was in last night, sat down, talked with Deb McCaslin for a few minutes. And, you know, then Kevin Kieran and his family were in later on in the evening. If Alan comes in and eats, has a cioppino, you know, it's his favorite dish. You know, so that's kind of what I'm doing right now. I'm cooking, but also kind of just focusing on the operations in general, making sure that we create that atmosphere and that service level and that sense of community that we want to have. So that's what I say. So I'm trying to keep that, get that established, and then I'll move on to something else.
So, listeners, it's time for us to take an egg break.
How many of those are you going to eat, by the way?
How many did you bring me? How many were on the plate?
There were
3, 6, 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 10 left. How many were?
There were 32.
No, there weren't. I'm not falling for that.
I think there were 24, though. There were 23, 22, 20. I ate one.
So 23.
There were 24 to start with.
And you ate
and
one.
And then one broke, and I ate one.
So that's 22.
22. And then okay. Chuck had one.
And so that's 21.
And Ken had one.
And Ken had two.
Ken had two. Greg had two.
So how many is that? Kingly, I love. Okay, we're taking an egg break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Okay, listeners, we now have six. We have eight eggs.
We have eight
grandma's eggs left.
Okay, I will go on record. Since that platter arrived here, I've not had one.
No, you said you had one.
That was before. Those are yours.
Let me help you through this trauma you're experiencing.
I'm okay. No,
because you're seeing me eat all these deviled eggs.
I'm fine. You can.
Okay, I'll take the pressure off if you'll give me a napkin.
What was it? Was it Nathan's hot dog contest? Was that what it was?
Oh, it could be a deviled egg contest.
There we go. We should do that.
Oh, man.
You should do that at your next event.
We should do that. A deviled egg contest. Would that not be awesome?
Perfect. I love that idea.
Okay, you heard it here first on air, Hammer Time on KQNA. We're having a deviled egg eating contest.
I like it. You signing up?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to be the first one to sign up.
The line.
I know, really.
I'm going to elbow everybody else out of the way.
Okay, food, soup.
Hey, you were at my new spot yesterday, I heard.
Legato. Let's see. It was, I don't remember when I was at your new spot, but yes, Tracy Horn, Helken Horn, and Anessa Andrews, and our job site superintendent from Pono, we were all at your new job site.
Isn't that pretty cool?
So cool.
I know.
Can you like hurry and get it open?
I'm not involved. That's not my, no.
Yes, but you need to say something.
I'm just being patient on the side. No, I love the project. It's going to be awesome when it's done. It's you know, it'll be, by the time we open, it'll be almost six years by the time, since our first conversation.
Okay, wait a second. Let me break in and interrupt. Need to let our listeners know where you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
We will.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
You have to stay tuned.
Stay with us. We're eating eggs.
They're going to go to another station.
I was downing an egg. Sorry.
So Legato is the new exciting project down in Prescott Valley at, it's at Main?
It's on Florentine.
Florentine. Mm-hmm. The huge, beautiful building with a major parking garage.
I know.
And all this lumber going up in the air. I love it.
Of course you do.
I love the looks of it. So there's going to be apartments.
There's 364 apartments.
With beautiful 6 feet tall windows, Mike, in them.
I know, they're really nice.
Outrageous windows.
They're really nice.
So I'm thinking that I would like a YCCA office there. Then I could just go downstairs and munch and graze at Barry's restaurants in the bistro.
No, you have to go upstairs. We're on the sixth floor.
Oh, that's right. Go up. But there's a bistro.
There's two down below.
The bistro's down below.
Do you want me to tell you what's going on?
Yes. What kind of what kind of sandwich can I get? And so I can walk it back up to my office.
So we have the sixth floor. The sign is going up soon.
Okay, perfect.
Teaser sign is going up soon.
There is no sign.
So the sixth floor is going to be called Iron and Rye. And it is a contemporary ranch steakhouse. So it's going to be a fun meeting, like a place to hang out. It's a little over, I think it's about 8,000 square feet, 6,000.
Wow.
It's not small, 6,000. With a big outdoor patio, open kitchen, a nice blend of foods. It's going to be some games on there, some game dishes, some more traditional continental stuff, but also some, obviously, steaks and chops and that type of thing.
Perfect.
And a great bar, lounge area. Mm. And then the patio outside that opens up, it'll face Finley, which is what's...
Beer, wine, cocktails?
Beer, wine,
craft cocktails?
Craft cocktails.
Okay, perfect.
Wow. Yes, and then downstairs on the lower level, we have what's called the arcade.
Yes.
Which is our, we're not giving away the whole concept yet, but it's basically a wine bar gastropub. And that'll have a large outdoor bar and outdoor seating as well. And that's geared more of a lighter fare, but like burgers, that type of thing. Burger salads, pastas. And then the other end, we have what's called the market. And the market is going to be our grab-and-go gourmet
that's
market.
It, yes.
Wow. That's the, yeah.
That's the one.
So that's the one where you order the food from upstairs. And it'll come down the elevator. You pick your to-go food up at the market. But then you can add a bottle of wine. You can add some desserts with it. You can add bread with it. But we're also going to have gourmet food items. Cheese, snacks, that type of thing, some pre-made meals. So if you're living in one of the apartments, you can come pick up a convenience meal like a lasagna, because I know you like making lasagna.
Yes.
And you can grab lasagna, take it home. And we'll have about probably six or eight tables in there, and then a window seating onto the sidewalk. And so you'll be able to meet your girlfriends and have like a nice salad or
and you can
sandwich
pull up in front in
yeah.
the parking and just
I know and, there,
in.
And there's tons of parking
there's
right in the parking,
of parking
garage
major big parking garage
yeah because parking garage is public so it's
huge,
great
huge
yeah so that's what we're doing
that's
Jeez,
a major
that's
major
not very much stuff you're doing
no not at all that's why I have to focus on Gourmet right now because
you're not going to be able to
in
focus.
About 6 months I got to move
okay
wow.
So we hear about this every day in the news. We are short gazillions and hundreds of thousands of workers in the construction industry. Mm-hmm.
Are you really?
Yes.
Do you want a job?
No, I'm just curious.
Yes.
Right.
Huge shortness. Huge. We need, I think, 146,000 workers in Arizona.
How many?
146,000.
Wow.
That's a lot. So where is your vision to get and bring on board your team and your staff?
Well, we are anticipating about 150 employees between the three operations
okay.
out there, which is significant. But our goal is that I think we have some history behind us and some reputation behind us. And we're getting some really good opportunities for people looking to build a career and start on the ground level as far as with a new property. We will bring some of our people from mm-hmm. our existing properties. Some of our management team will come over with us. We will begin recruiting probably about 6 months for our management team going into the new properties. Even though it's about a year away, we'll have them on staff with us, our key people. And we've been in-house internally working on establishing our personnel and our accounting programs and things like that and our personnel programs. So it won't be a complete fresh start for us. But, you know, I think that the challenge right now for the hospitality industry especially is the work environment you create,
mm-hmm.
The opportunities you provide to your employees. The respect you
those
give.
Are huge too.
You know,
right
we now offer we'll be offering a 401k program. We'll have a sign up for that in the next couple of weeks. So we're seeing that the industry itself is really having to evolve. But as far as an employment opportunity, hospitality is not a bad deal anymore because everyone has gone from the 60-hour weeks and the 20-hour days. You know where it's really most of our restaurants. We close at 8 o'clock, you know, we're closed on major holidays, you know, that type of thing. And, you know, if you're looking to get in the industry and look at those, that's what you're looking at. I want to make sure that, you know, servers make a good wage. They're not making the $2.15 an hour they were making.
Way back when, yep.
Well, even up to like, you know, 8, 10 years ago, they were only making $5, $6. So I think now it's like $9 or $10 plus tips.
Plus tips.
You know, so it's not a bad gig. And it's, you know, they're generally short shifts. You know, our shifts run about 6 hours.
Wow,
you know?
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. You know, and you get around, be around people you like and get to meet people. If you're a people person, you can multitask.
Yeah, but I don't know if I could carry multiple plates full of food items.
You have somebody do that for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, awesome. Great.
We'll get one of those little robots.
Perfect.
There you go.
Way to go. Okay, so we have to take a break. We're going to be back, and we're going to talk about robots, deviled eggs, and Mike, guess what? I forgot to share my funny.
Oh, well, we'll do that on the next
round.
Oh, I have
a very funny, yes.
Perfect.
So listeners, we'll be right back. We have Mr. Barry.
Barb. I knew where you were going with that.
I was just going to say, I don't think anybody knows him other than just Barry.
I know. And I almost wanted to say, just Mitch, just Barry. We'll be right back, listeners.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA and the wild deviled egg eating woman.
That's not too far off, I think.
We now have 5 eggs left. Okay, do you think we can finish this platter by the end of
those
the
are
show?
Gonna, those absolutely. Are going to be gone.
Absolutely.
Those are going to be gone.
Okay, so, Barry,
yes,
I
ma'am.
Share a funny, a verbal...
I know this.
Funny. Sometimes they bomb, not on my part of telling the joke, but Mike's part because he doesn't get it. So, here's 2 books.
Okay.
Now, I must admit, I had to read this twice and then I got it.
So, one book's talking
to another
book.
This is a good start.
So one book's talking to the other book, and the one book says, "Wow, you look so much thinner." And the other book says, "Thanks, I had my appendix removed."
I got it.
I like read it. And I thought, "What?" He had his, and then I got it. What do you think?
That's good.
Is that good?
I got
that's
it.
Good. It's your show. That's good. That's really funny.
It is funny.
I only think that makes a 2-egg
yeah.
mark, though. It doesn't make a 3-egg mark.
Exactly.
Hey, you guys, come on. I had to search long and hard for that. I had my appendix removed, and I thought, what is that? The book looks the same, and then I got it. Sorry. Okay, back to the expansion down in Prescott Valley, Arizona. You know, PV is kind of turning out to be the hot spot.
I know, it's coming around.
It's very much coming around.
Yeah.
Housing and businesses moving in, and, you know, I applaud the town manager, Mr. Davidson, and his team for understanding the importance of being top-notch and good on their game. So kudos to all the town staff.
Yeah.
Appreciate
We're
it very much.
To it.
Yes.
We're looking forward
so
to it.
Anyway, back to Legato?
Legato.
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 We're doing our board photo. I always like to do something different with our board pictures for our Building Yavapai magazine. So we're all going down to Legato next week to snap some photos.
I like that.
So it's going to be so cool.
You're on the top on the 6th floor?
Yes, but I think we are.
Okay, we'll tell you that.
I know. I mean, we scouted out this building.
Yeah.
It's got some good photo op stuff. So we're all going to be there with our heads poking out a beautiful lumber. Okay, so what is your very favorite thing on the... Do you sample and munch and graze
all the time?
Because you say, okay, this needs a little more of this, or this has too much of that?
So everything, the challenging thing is everything, almost every dish we make is made to order.
Right.
At Torme, every dish is made to order. Every dish is made to order everywhere, at both of our restaurants. But... we don't. So by generally, I'll taste everything all day long. I mean, the first time I make any dish of the night, if I make the mushroom ravioli, I taste that to make sure I got it right, to make sure that the stock is not too strong or too salty or something. Because you can mess up a whole table and not realize. So like if your marinara or red sauce is not right, or someone. So I used this example years ago. if you're the prep cook and you make the red sauce or the marinara and you scorch it and you say, that's fine, I'll put it away. And then that marinara goes in your lasagna, it goes in your spaghetti, it goes on your pizza.
Okay.
You've just ruined
everything.
Yeah. So if you're not tasting as you go along, you're going to miss opportunities to fix things and before it gets to the table. Doesn't mean we taste every dish every night, but the first dish of the night we make of almost everything is tasted before it goes out, and then the rest of the night, that's fine. But you'll catch things all the time, like, oh, wow, something's wrong with this. What's wrong with this? And,
So then if you taste something and you say, wow, something's not quite right with this, do you call in another taster and say, hey, taste this. What do you think?
We've done that. Sometimes you have to, because I can't really figure out what's going on. With this. What do we do? I made it the way I thought. So we had the other night, it's interesting, we had this table the other night, table 23, and they had a chicken marsala dish that we made. And it's new to the menu, and it's not really a traditional chicken marsala, and which is one of the challenges what we do, because it's not always what you may be expecting.
Right.
So they get it, and they unfortunately didn't like it, which never. I mean, I'm like, what?
What do you mean you don't like it?
So I'm like, what do we do wrong? I can't figure this out. So I'm like, let's make it again. So you make it again. You taste it. What do you think? Something wrong. But we served them the rest. Everybody raved about them. So sometimes it's that individual's taste buds, like, I didn't really care for that, or it wasn't something I thought of, or it's too rich, or it's too salty, even though it may not be salty to you, or to me, you know, to some people it's like, I just didn't like some people don't like cilantro, and you put cilantro in a dish, 99% of the people love it, and one person says, that tastes like soap. So sometimes it's individual taste, and sometimes it's you legitimately messed up.
I like cilantro so much, I almost am tempted to put it on my oatmeal in the morning.
It'd be really good at eggs.
I know.
Oatmeal?
Yeah, I'm surprised you let that one slide.
I wondered if you were paying attention. I would like to be your prep cook.
All right, sure, come on in.
Okay, so let's talk about this craziness, because I know you experience it, and oh my gosh, we do too. Social media and complaints and people expressing their aggravations in the middle of the nighttime on their keyboard, which is crazy.
Yes.
I know. That's all we're going to say is yes.
Well, armchair?
Yes, armchair.
Contractors and armchair kitchen people.
It's going crazy.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, you know, I think
can't you just pick up the phone and call and say, hey, I had this problem?
Well, you know, the funny thing is what drives me nuts is people will post on social media saying, does anyone know the phone number to Elgato's Little? Does anybody know if Elgato's Little takes a reservation? Does anybody know if they're open today? Freaking call the place.
I know.
Less work to call
than do social media.
I know. But here's what I've learned about social media is that, one, we have to be aware of it. It's a necessary evil in our industry, your industry, anybody that's in the service industry, you know, and there's a great opportunity for us to utilize it, you know, ourselves, and also when we get positive reviews. But I've also learned I can't take the negative reviews to heart.
Right.
And most people look at reviews, and if it's over the top negative, they'll just scroll through it, you know. And when I look at, there's a difference between, for us, we have Yelp, Google, TripAdvisor, and there's a couple of them, but those are the three major ones. TripAdvisor tends to be your more mature traveler, that they're on a trip and they go home and they write about something.
Right.
You know, and they'll say good, bad, or otherwise. Generally a little more positive. Yelp is just someone sitting in the middle of the meal, they're upset about something, and they're going off. I'm like, you're in the middle of your meal. Instead of telling your server that you have an issue, you're going on social media while you're sitting there for drama to complain about. And then Google has now come around. I think it's kind of the most trusted, it's the most fair, it's most balanced, and they're really, really good about maintaining their page. If something comes across, if you complain, like if I get a view that I think is either inappropriate or they've talked about an employee or something that feels over the top or inaccurate, if I flag it and say, this is my concern about this one, they're really good about paying attention to it. So it's all on how you know, I think people in general, I think it's run its cycle, in all honesty with you. I think the online reviews and, you know, the foodie page, that's all going to start to peter away, I think.
I hope so, because my concern is, or not concern, but my problem with social media sometimes
is that it gives people a feeling of empowerment.
Right.
Instead of being constructive and saying, hey, Barry, I was in El Gato the other day and I had chicken marsala.
Right.
And for me, it didn't sit well, but for my wife, she loved it.
We have to take a break. Sorry.
Well, just that's my complaint.
The engineer wants another egg. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Okay, listeners, we have three deviled eggs left. Oh, we have two?
Yes, two.
Okay, so who's going to get the last? There's three of us left. We're going to be fighting over deviled eggs.
Well, since I've got one in front of me, I'll defer those to you.
Oh, thanks.
Gregory.
So me and Gregory, the engineer?
There you go.
Okay. So, Barry, what do you do for relaxation? How do you get out of the kitchen, and where do you go?
Well, a lot of stuff. Well, you know, I do go to the gym, believe it or not. Not as much as I would like to, but I do go to the Y.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
You have a new physique about you.
I don't know about new physique, but yeah. I've been trying to take care of myself more. The last probably year or so, definitely, because it gets out of hand. You know, you get involved in work, and we all can do that. But I like painting.
Painting.
I sing on Sunday nights at the restaurant, El Gato.
Okay, so sing a tune right now.
No. No.
Mike won't sing on air either.
Good. I'm with you. She ever tries it on you, you call me. I'll say, I got your back.
Okay, so then, painting.
Yeah,
so you set an easel up and you pull out your oils. Are you like the Van Gogh?
No, I got a little studio in the back of the house. I got a little shed.
And you go throw paint at an easel?
Basically. I took up guitar about 6 months ago with Ken Duncan, who works here at the station
now.
He's a great instructor. Ken double N Duncan.
Okay.
Good instructor.
Yes.
Been doing that. So just kind of, you know.
Self-therapy.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, that's a good way to call
it,
Mike.
See?
Yes.
Yeah, self-therapy. There you go.
Okay.
Trying.
So what kind of paint? Oil, water?
Acrylics and oil.
Oh, okay.
Acrylics and oil.
Do you wear a little beret when
No, I do not wear a little beret. If I do, I'll send you a picture. Okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah. I don't do it all the time. I used to do it a lot more. So just some of the things you do.
Okay.
You got to find things to get yourself out of the day.
Oh, I know.
You know.
Okay, so Mike, what do you do to self-therapy and get yourself out of the day?
If I'm out of town, like up at the lake, that's really therapy for me.
Okay.
Or in the garage, going out and doing a little woodworking or just something in the garage, fix it.
I thought your garage was packed full and you couldn't even get into it.
Oh, it is. That's part of my fixing.
<I'm saying>.
Trying to make space.
So your therapy's at the lake, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Up to Lake Pell.
I'll see. My therapy is Vegas. Just because it's completely outside my... And I don't go there to gamble. I go there just
people.
To get away, but just get in a different climate from your son. Love there. Love San Jose. Love San Francisco. Yeah. Anything that's just not Prescott.
Right.
Love Prescott.
Yeah, I know.
But sometimes you have to get out of your day-to-day routine.
Exactly. You do.
And be your just not be yourself, so to speak.
Because sometimes it takes getting completely away to where you can relax.
Right. And I love eating. So we go there. And, you know, Vegas has all the newest and latest of everything. And all the latest gadgets, and so it's fun to go out there.
How fun. So you just go gadget around and eat.
I gained 10 pounds. It's insane. It's close.
Yeah. So your wife drives back and you run behind the vehicle?
Pretty much, yeah.
So now, to our listeners, what's the name of your dog?
Oh, Mel.
Mel. Mel is like a horrific Tasmanian devil dog.
She is.
But what kind of dog is she?
She's a miniature lab mix.
But she eats remote controls.
She's my controls, yes. I know.
Weekly, she's chewing up remote controls. So much so, he has to buy them a dozen at a time.
I know. Amazon, you get them multiple, you get three.
Yes.
You get like a dozen at a time.
So do you bring her into one of the stores?
I mean, No. She's at the office today.
Oh, okay.
She's at the office. She's actually
so I've never seen her in there.
So what is she going to devour?
I don't know, because I'm not there today.
I know.
So I just drop her.
You just drop her off. Drop and run.
Sarah loves her. Our office manager loves her, and her kids stop by every once in a while. And she takes her to the bank, and people come by. Penny Wills come by and visits her. People find out, and it's hysterical.
But she eats remote controls.
She's my remotes.
And glasses.
Glasses, my hat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mel, stop it.
Yeah, I know. No, she's perfect.
I know, she's we so funny.
She's awesome.
And she just lays there with these big eyes, she's and so, it's like, she's, yeah.
She's the worst, best dog.
I know. Like, what did I do wrong, Dad? You know? And she's got this remote control all chewed up.
But that's a great description. The worst, best dog.
Yeah, pretty much.
Funny, Mel. So she's your only pet? You don't have
she's
any fish?
Or
No fish?
No.
Mm-hmm. Does she go home with you at night?
Oh, yeah. She stays home most of the day. Okay. So I just bring her to the office.
Does she sleep in the bed with you?
She sleeps on my chest. Like, if I'm on the couch, she, like, sleeps, like, right here. Well, ever since she was little, she started sleeping here. And then, so now it's like, that's where
she just sleeps there.
She goes up and it's like, oh.
Oh, you worst best dog.
The human pillow.
Worst best dog.
Yeah. Mike, I don't think Uli could do that. Not Uli. What's in your new dog?
Suri. She gets in between.
Oh.
But she's to share with what kind of dog she is.
It's a combination of a, German Shepherd and a,
Tasmanian Devil.
No, I always have a problem remembering.
Malmute.
No, I'll come up with it. Go ahead and talk, and I'll come up with it.
German Shepherd and Labrador.
No.
Maltese.
No. It's a big dog.
Poodle. Pekingese.
Dachshund.
Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever. Oh, I almost went there, too. That's not a small dog. That sounds like a good dog, though.
No, it's got the body of a retriever, but the coloring of a shepherd.
And the personality of?
And of a retriever.
Yeah.
Just really mellow. And we had a shepherd before.
Oh, not so mellow.
Yeah. Nice.
So.
Okay, so is this the good best dog, bad best dog?
We had a Samoyed one time that was very special, but I mean, this one is very mellow, very easy to get along with. Except every time I come home, walk through the front door and she barks.
And my dog doesn't bark.
But she barks and talks. She's
How funny. Okay, so Mr. Barry Barb, what else is new in your life? What did we not cover that we need to share with our throngs and throngs of listeners?
I don't know. We just have, we're the same as always. Elgato's going 20 years.
I know, that's cool.
We're open every day. Lunch. Tapas and dinner? Tapas all day long?
I love tapas. I love them. Oh, my gosh. And I love the calamari.
I know.
Oh, that's my best favorite.
And said Torme's coming out with a new menu.
Torme's going to have some summer items coming out shortly. We're working on those now. Check us out on Facebook on both those. Torme's open Monday through Friday for lunch and Monday through Saturday for dinner.
Cool.
And we have a whole catering business, and we can do all that for you, too.
You know, and I thank you in advance and on air. You have always been our go-to caterer all of these years, and I cannot exist without you in my life.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you know that.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Just keep bringing the deviled eggs.
And get rave reviews, I might add.
Okay.
Thanks.
So, listeners, Barry, we have to take a short break, and then we'll be back to wrap up our show. And with that, I'm eating one more egg to go. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Barry from Elgato, Torme, and soon to be
Iron and Rye.
Iron and Rye.
The Arcade.
The Arcade.
And the Market.
And the Market.
At Legato.
In Prescott Valley.
In Prescott Valley.
Okay, so thank you for being with Mike and me this morning. Excuse me. And more importantly, the deviled eggs.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you enjoyed them.
Oh, my gosh. Your
plate she got one stuck in her throat.
I don't
I can't believe I downed like
a dozen eggs.
A dozen eggs.
Yeah, a dozen eggs.
Think of all the protein.
There you go.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Some people go for oysters. You have a plate of deviled eggs.
What can I say? We love you to the moon and back. Thank you for being in our life.
My pleasure.
You're
thank
pretty
you.
Amazing. So go, Barry, go.
And thank you for what you offer to this town.
Yes.
My seriously.
So YCCA 778-0040. Until next weekend, I'm Sandy.
I'm Mike.
I'm Barry.
And we together say, we love you. We love you.
I wasn't sure where she was going.
I don't
going.
Know where she's going with that either.
Don't I look thinner? I had my appendix out. Oh, my gosh. Goodbye. Have a great weekend.
Have a time. Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time.
Waking Up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at YCCA.org.
Break it down!